Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing me with free samples. Because Sleuths, I can breathe again. I talk about my allergies to anyone who will listen, including you guys, but I use Astapro now and you should too. Allergies can be truly les miserables. They throw my whole morning off, feeling and sounding like I'm in a submarine. Astapro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray, which I didn't even know nasal sprays existed for allergies until I found out about Astapro. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. It is so much better than taking an allergy pill, honestly. I use Astapro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always so amazed at how quickly it works, like for real. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com, Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F.
But I think I'm in the mood for a quickie.
What do you think?
The moral to the story is, ignorance is bliss. I just had no idea there was THC in them. Mind over matter. The second I see that there's weed in it, then I have a panic attack. Happy mini Monday, everybody. I am recording sitting on the floor in my bedroom. We've kind of switched it up in this 600 square foot bitch. And it's just like really moody, and the backdrop is stunning because I should be an interior decorator. And I know you are listening to this with your headphones, so the visual maybe isn't landing as much as it could. So absolutely check out my TikTok. But I'm like perched up onto my bed, crumbled up in this crazy position. Like, I know for a fact I have scoliosis. Between the way I sit on the couch when I'm working, the way I'm recording this right now, and then the bags that I carry with me around New York. For some reason, when I leave my house, I feel like I need to take every single thing with me, like the apocalypse is about to happen. I'm so delusional when it comes to packing my purse. I'll bring my purse and then I'll bring this other bag that's even bigger. And I will have my iPad in there, which I don't even know how to use. I'd really like to do a tutorial. Anyways, I have way too much shit in my purse and I have scoliosis. So there's that. I am recording this at 11 p.m. And for me, that is like completely unheard of. And so you know something's up when I'm recording this, not with a margarita, not at 3 a.m., not in a dark headspace. And the reason I'm recording in a timely fashion, quote unquote, is because I was actually supposed to record last night. And the cutest, funniest thing happened. So I was sent this package of goodies from the CBD company. And I've been taking the CBD oil every day. It's like a little dropper that you put under your tongue and hold it there for 60 seconds. And then I've been taking their sleep gummies. And I want to say no. Nope, that was, I think it's placebo effect. I've heard CBD takes, you have to be taking it every day consistently for it to really work. However, I actually think I felt a difference. So what the fuck does that have to do with last night? Last night, I was recording super late and I just had anxiety and I wanted to take something that wouldn't put me out. I wasn't about to take a sleep gummy. Me acting like a sleep gummy would really like put me on my ass considering the shit I have taken to go to sleep. But that's besides the point. So then I grab these other gummies that they sent me. And the package was already opened, so I had taken it before. And the gummies were meant to relax you. Not sleep, relax. That's exactly what I fucking needed. So I pop it in my mouth and I look at the directions after the fact, which is really interesting. But I have this like obsession with reading exactly how to dose and take everything, which is probably a great obsession to have. You know what I mean? Like, if your doctor prescribes you, I don't know, Percocet, oxycodone, it's probably best that you do look at the directions for dosaging. So I'm reading it and I see that it says wait 2 hours before taking any more. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, most dramatic CBD company to ever live, like fucking relax. And then the letters THC stand out to me. And I'm like, that's actually not weird because a lot of CBD products have THC in them and it's like 0.03 and it doesn't really count. It's like when you take Tylenol and then on the back of the bottle it says do not operate heavy machinery because this is extra strength Tylenol. Talk to your doctor first before taking this medicine. Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm gonna just quickly call my primary care doctor at 10 p.m. at night and ask him how he feels about me taking extra strength Tylenol. Mm-hmm, for sure. I just thought it was like one of those things. I look closer and we've got us CBD for sure with a little extra kick to it, which was 5 milligrams of THC. So, it was essentially a weed gummy. And I didn't like hearing that, but I was fine and I went about my work. 30 minutes go by and that old familiar feeling just takes over me and my body starts to like feel relaxed, but then I interpret it as like tingly, scary, and my brain, like I'm high. Like, essentially, I'm high. That's what it is. That's what the feeling is. And I go right into an insane panic attack. And I call my friend to come over. And I'm like, I need someone here. Like, or do you think I should go to the hospital? And she obviously said, no, girl, you're not going to the hospital. Just chill. And I read to her what kind of THC it is. It's like Delta 19, some shit, which supposedly is like really strong. I don't fucking know. Also, 5 milligrams for the real people out here that actually smoke weed or take gummies or deal with weed and they're into it. I'm assuming 5 milligrams is fucking nothing. The moral to the story is ignorance is bliss. I like to learn something. Like, there's lessons in every single experience you have. I had taken those gummies before. Like, the package was open. I just had no idea there was THC in them. Mind over matter. The second I see that there's weed in it, then I have a panic attack. And by the way, I took half. I literally took half of it because I was so scared that I would get a little too relaxed and then I wouldn't work. So that's 2.5 milligrams of weed. And you know what? I think I'm a fucking trooper and I low-key want to try it again. Even though I was losing my mind, like actually losing it, I want to take a quarter when I'm already laying in bed, comfy, cozy, and like, I just need to go to sleep. That might be a really bad idea since I was shaking, uncontrollably sobbing. If you're like me and your CD organizer was filled with, now that's what I call discs, and illegally downloaded music you got off of LimeWire, which left 97,000 viruses on the home computer, you are a millennial. And if you're a millennial, it's time to add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. I know the new kids have been obsessed with skincare since they were 4 years old, but we had a real childhood, and some of us may be a little bit late to the game, and that's okay. The good news is Europe's number one skincare line has a solution you can trust. Rooted in nature and innovated in science, Clarins has a long-standing reputation for creating industry-first, plant-forward products. Clarins Multi-Active Cream has been clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles, refining pores, evening tone and texture, and strengthening the skin's moisture barrier. AKA all really good things. I've been using Clarins Multi-Active Cream for about a month now, and I swear, not only does my skin feel amazing, but I can actually see a difference. It really looks like I'm getting, I don't know, the recommended amount of sleep that the normal human requires. Yay! And fortunately for you, you don't have to fly across the world to get it. Clarins Multi-Active Cream is available online now. Go to clarins.com/Sophia and get Multi-Active Day-Night Cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/Sophia with promo code Sophia. clarins.com/Sophia with promo code Sophia. So now we're here, and I have something that I really want to talk to you guys about, and it's just like a little update in terms of me not knowing what the fuck is going on in the influencer space. I have been in the process of hiring someone, and I want them to work full time. they're going to be like my right hand here in New York. And there's this Instagram account that I follow, and I think that her Instagram is fucking insane just in terms of like aesthetically, how much content is getting pushed out, how smart the content is, how captivating it is. Long story short, she had put up a job posting that I had screenshotted, couldn't find the screenshot, and so I took to the internet to see if I could find it and plagiarize it and use it as my own job posting, straight up. And I stumble across this page, the NYC Influencer Snark page. And when I tell you, I was like Jasmine in Aladdin and a whole new world was opened up to me. Like, I had no clue that a page like this existed. And the amount of people and people that I even call friends that I saw on there, shit was brutal. Like, it was not nice stuff, which Reddit tends to be like that, but this was next level. There was one influencer, like, I feel bad laughing, I was just like a little taken aback, that made up, I would say, about 60 to 70% of this snark page. Excuse me, she had a backup snark page. That is crazy. Dedicated to just this one person. And I'm not going to lie to you. I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole and I learned a lot of stuff about a lot of people, which I take with a grain of salt because I know people talk shit on me, you know, and some of it's probably true, but a lot of it's probably not. And the amount of information on this page, it's like a bunch of PIs got together and they're on your ass, on your every move. You put a post up, it is reposted on this page 30 minutes later with 40 comments ripping it apart. So I'm scrolling, I'm reading, I'm kind of indulging in it, which I try to not do. And you know who wasn't on there? Was me. Why? Like, I'm not important enough. I'm not cool enough. I'm not relevant enough. Is it because I'm not considered an influencer? I am a podcaster. I was a podcaster. I podcasted before anything else. And then the following and the influencer shit was like a byproduct of that. And I don't really know if I land in the influencer box. I actually don't give a fuck. I am pissed that I was not on there. I'm going to have my new hire. Her first job is going to be to blow that shit up with just Sophia Franklin posts all around. Except they're going to be nice. And so it won't make sense that they're there. I also think the main commonality with all of these influencers was that they post nonstop, around the clock, consistently every second of the day, which, as we know, I don't tend to do. So, I mean, when you're posting that much, someone's going to find something they don't like, you know? It's like if you go to the same restaurant 100 times, 12 of those times, you're going to be like, what the fuck kind of food did they make today? Who is in the back? Who's the chef? Like, so I don't know. Maybe that's it. Or maybe I'm just an old hag and I need to get relevant again. And I have no issue with that. I'm going to brainstorm on that one. So, I mean, it's kind of fun, but it's also kind of fucking awful. And it's just women ripping each other apart. But it was really interesting. And if you randomly see a post about me, just look the other way because I had nothing to do with it. And Sluts, with that, I love you guys so much. That was my little teeny tiny update. And I'm going to go freak out and have a panic attack on a weed gummy. Again, see maybe if I can just like build a tolerance up because I'm that bitch. Love you, suits. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.